Welcome to Tardi Mecha Nachyomi. My name is Adina Schmidman. I invite you to join me at the Zoom Tehillim Siyum on Monday, June 21st at noon Eastern Daylight Time, where we will be joined by a number of our beloved Tehillim educators. Sign up at ou.org/women/Siyum. I look forward to seeing you there. And now for today's Perek.
Hello, my name is Abby Lerner. Welcome to Torat Imecha Nachyomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Psalms, Perek 148. Our Perek continues with some of the themes of nature of our last Perek 147, but in a much more unified way as we approach themes that will end this glorious work. Rav Shamshon Raphael Hirsch draws a parallel between Perek 147 and 148. Allow me to quote him. Psalm 147 taught us to think of God's providence and of his law in terms of one single thought, embracing both nature and mankind, and thence to infer the future of Israel and Israel's significance for the future of all mankind as the bearer and preserver of the divine law. Psalm 148 sings of the moment when even the non-Jewish nations, and in short, all the world, will be imbued with that knowledge. And all the universe, all living things, from the infinite heights of heaven above and down to the depths of the earth below, will join together in one great hymn of praise to their Creator. So let's begin. Part one of our Perek is composed of verses 1 through 6, and it's quite organized, as is the entire chapter. We begin by praising God from above, Shamayim, the heavens, Meromim, the heights. We speak of celestial beings that we don't begin to understand or even see. We turn to the angels, Malachav, and we ask them to praise God as we ask all the hosts, Tzva'av, or the rest of the heavenly staff, for want of a better term, to praise Hashem. We turn to the heavenly creations that we can at least see, even if we don't fully comprehend them. The sun and the moon, Shemesh v'Yareach, and all the stars that provide light, are asked to praise Hashem as we come to the end of days, not just the end of our Sefer. Coming down a little, we turn to the heavens and the waters that are above the heavens. Why are we asking these heavenly bodies to praise God? Verse 5, V'Hallelu et Hashem, ki hu tziva v'nivra'u. Because they are a testament to God's creation. He commanded them into being. Vayomer Hashem Yehi Or, Vayehi Or. God commanded the light into being. He commanded the sun and the moon into being. This is not a new idea in Tehillim. Perek 19 of Tehillim, right, gives us the same kind of idea. Look at what it says. Lamnatzeach mizmor leDavid. Hashemayim misaprim kvod kel umaseh yadav magid harakia. The heavens tell the glory of God, and the sky proclaims the work of his hand. Yom liyom yabia omer v'layla l'layla yechaveh da'at. Day after day they tell their tale. Night after night they proclaim this fact. Ein omer ve'ein dvarim, b'li nishma kolam. No word, no utterance, no sound is heard. Yet their message goes out through all the earth, and what they tell reaches to the end of the world. In them he has set up a tent for the sun. B'chol ha'aretz yatzak kavam, u'b'tzei tevel milehem, la'shemesh sam ohel bahem. V'hu k'chatan yotzei michupato, Yasis kigibor larutz orach. Sun comes out like a bridegroom from his chamber, rejoicing like a champion to run its course. Mikze hashamayim motzao. It rises at one end of the heaven. Tkufato akzotam makes its circuit to the other end. Ve'ein nistar mechamato. And then, verse 8 of Perek 19 is Torat Hashem Tamima Meshivat Nefesh. we speak of the holiness of the Word of God, the purity of the Torah, which those words created the world. And then the holiness of the words of Torah, also God's utterances, give us life. Back to our parak in verse 6, V'ya'midem la'ad la'olam chok natan v'lo ya'avar. These celestial beings are forever. The law that established them cannot be violated. And now part 2, verse 7. We turn to the lower, more earthly spheres. Hallelujah Hashem min ha'aretz, taninim v'chol tohomot. Praise God from the earth and the ocean depths with all its creatures. This parallelism of heaven and earth reminds me of the words of Hazino at the end of the book of Deuteronomy, Moshe's last speech to the Jewish people. He invokes heaven and earth as his witnesses. Ha'azino ha'shamayim va'adabera v'tishma ha'aretz imrei pi. Listen, heavens, and I will speak, and the earth will hear the sayings of my mouth. Perhaps now, as we approach the end of days, not just the end of Moses' days, the same heaven and earth will praise Hashem. After King David speaks of the actual planet, he turns to the phenomena of nature. Fire, hail, snow, vapors, the word kitor, used here in the Torah, means smoke, right? So smoke here becomes like vapors. The stormy winds, all fulfilling his word. The dot mikra notes the chiastic structure, A-B-B-A, of this verse. Hail and snow are the middle, the inside of the verse, the two B's, if you will. The fire and vapor, the heat on the outside, the two A's. Again, the message to us is that nature obeys God's command, as it did in the past and will continue to do. Oseh Dvaro, the word of God precedes existence. The psalmist is going in order. Having discussed natural weather phenomena, he goes on to mention the non-living creations of earth, the topography, mountains and hills, and then going in almost evolutionary order, things that grow, vegetation, fruit trees and cedars that are non-fruit-bearing trees, on to the animal world, wild animals and domesticated cattle, things that crawl like rodents, reptiles and insects, and then winged birds. We turn now to human beings. We speak about kings, their nations, princes, officers, and judges. This is verse 12. Bachurim v'gam besulot, young men and also young women, zkenim im ne'arim, certainly a messianic vision of the older generation sitting together with the younger generation. But zkenim also means wise ones, an acronym for ze shekana chachma, one who has acquired, ze shekana, zaken, chachma, wisdom. And ne'arim can mean fools in Tanakh. Perhaps in a messianic era, not only are the old and young together, but perhaps the wise will sit together and impact the fools. It's the times of Mashiach, so I'm confident the influence won't go the other way. Verse 13 summarizes for us. They will all praise Hashem because all will recognize that his name alone is exalted. His praise becomes, and his majesty is upon the heavens and the earth, as a result of heavens and earth acknowledging God. He lifts up the horn of his people. Horn is the literal translation here. One might say exaltation or the glow of his people. Vayaram keren, as we say regarding Moshe, karan or panav, the skin of his face was shining. Tihila lechol chasidav. Some commentaries state that this means there will be praise for those who are loyal to God, namely the Jewish people. Tihila lechol chasidav. Praise for all his chasidim, his followers. I actually prefer of Shamshon Raphael Hirsch, who says that chasidav refers to the loyal ones among the nations of the world. And with that, the last phrase makes sense. it distinguishes the Jewish people as those closest to God, ending again, as all these final chapters do, with the word Hallelujah. Let me read these last two verses to you in their entirety in Hebrew. Yahallelu et Shem Hashem, ki nisgav shmo levado. Hodu al eretz v'shamayim. Vayarem keren la'amo, tihila l'chal chasidav. Levnei Yisrael am krovo, Hallelujah. Again, Yahallelu et Shem Hashem, ki nisgav shmo levado. Hodo al eretz v'shamayim, vayarem keren la'amo, tihila l'chol chasidav, levnei Yisrael. Again, we said we're distinguishing between chasidav, his non-Jewish followers, levnei Yisrael, am krovo, Hallelujah. The Jewish people, those who are closest to him, right? Praise God. Do you feel like singing? These are the words with which we return the Torah to the Aron Kodesh. As women, we're often not in shul during the week, although some of us are, but these words are sung on Shabbos and Yontif and Mondays and Thursdays and Rosh Chodesh as we return the holy words of the Torah to their resting place. We sing of a time when all the world will recognize Hashem, that nature came into being through his words and his immutable laws, a time when all of Klal Yisrael will recognize that the words of Torah are as immutable as the laws of nature. We remind ourselves as well that Hodo al Shamayim v'aretz, as we look at nature, we need to be re-inspired about the overwhelming presence of Hashem. As we look at our history and the words of our Torah, we need to be exhilarated by the presence of Ribbono Shalom. How brilliant were Chazal in choosing the last psukim of our glorious parak to accompany our holy Torah scrolls to their resting place. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmat, Malka Esther, Bat Tzvi Yosef.